pushback is the right thing to do. And if I heard it outright, I definitely would do a similar kind of pushback. For some reason, I keep running into racists at this dog park I go to in Central Jersey. I'm not going to name it. And they just feel the need to express their opinions about things. But I'm just trying to play with dogs. And I have pushed back at the dog park for sure. So, yeah, I think pushback is the right thing to do without getting yourself into a fight or, but they're friggin' everywhere. And that's one thing that recent history has been is the great unmasking. We have seen how deep and gross that problem really is, right?
Yes, totally. Are you familiar with the Dorothy Parker article about how to tell if someone's going to go Nazi from the 40s?
I remember it, and I haven't read it in a long time, but I will again because that's worth revisiting. But I'm going to take another call, okay? Because we're running out of time. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
Push back. Push back against the Nazis. Hey, you're on the radio. How can I help?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
What's up, Zach?
Hey, I've been in this relationship for over 23 years.
Uh-huh.
What should I do?
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's why I need your advice.
Now you're making me dig. It's 5 minutes left in the show, and now I got to explore.
You got to dig deep, Alan. Come on, get your gloves on.
This is the kind of call you got to call early for. You can't dig deep with 5 minutes.
Okay, take another one then.
What? All right. He calls it 5 minutes to seven. Says explore my inner psychology. Come on, Zach. Start next week with that call. 201-209-9368. 201. I think Zach got mad at me. Don't be mad at me, Zach. I love your family. Ugh, this is a tough job being an unqualified advice purveyor. Get the listeners get mad at you. Put the needle on the record coming up at the... He got mad. You can't get mad. I don't know what I outright say. I'm bad at this. I am an unqualified purveyor of advice. All cracked up on coffee. Too much coffee. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, how's it going?
Good. Who are we speaking to?
Jeff from Booton.
Booton! What's going on, Jeff? How can I help you? I think you're the last
one. I got a quick one for you.
All right.
So my wife, who was having some gluten issues, found out she's not celiac.
Mm-hmm.
Got no problem with gluten.
Uh-huh.
Mainly just caused by stress from work, actually, which is crazy.
Oh, huh.
But now she has gluten again, and we've been kind of like going through all the things that like she hasn't been able to eat for the past year or so. I wanted to do like a homemade ramen night. I don't know if you got any experience with making ramen noodles at all, or any advice on ramen noodles.
I mean, I don't get really good ramen noodles. I get the ones that you just gotta like boil, and I put a little sesame oil in there just to kind of keep them from sticking. You know, rinse them, and I cook ramen noodles the way I cook, you know, pasta, because I grew up making macaroni. And I feel like I've had some good success. I like to keep, season them up a little bit with sesame oil before I put them in whatever I'm going to put them in.
Only thing is she's allergic to sesame oil.
What? Oh, she's allergic
she's
to sesame
allergic
oil?
To sesame, yeah.
Try olive oil.
Yeah, honestly, there's probably something out there that could be equivalent.
Oh, Marona me. I'm sorry. I don't got much to say about ramen noodles, but... I love ramen. All right, Jeff from Booton. Thanks,
man. All right,
man.
Thank you, Alan.
See ya. 201-209-9368. We have time for maybe one more short one. Maybe he wasn't mad at me. I don't know. I'm on all coffee over here. What do I know? This has been fun, everybody. Enjoy your holiday, whatever that means. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Zach's not mad. Thanks, Zach. I felt bad. Such a great guy. I would have ruined my Thanksgiving if I thought you were mad at me. Crying out loud. Thanks, everybody, again, for the Hellraiser support. Came through really awesome for Ask Alan. It was humbling. I appreciate it. I sent an email to everybody who made a donation. If you didn't get it, if you did make a donation and you didn't get it, shoot me an email. If you want to leave Ask Alan an answering machine message, 973-352-7908 if you can't call during show hours. Me and Jim the Poet, and I think we have a special guest, but it's not confirmed yet. Or we're doing New Year's Eve. We're filling in for Sydney from 9 p.m. to midnight. That'll be a 6 degrees special. And come down to Monty Hall on Sunday to see Burning the Brights. We're going to take one more call. Hi, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to? Got a minute.
Yeah, it's Ed. I just want to say, like, you're talking about feelings and so much stuff, and I dig it. I feel like a little put off by what you said before, like kind of judged. And I just want to address it since you, like, seem to care about that stuff.
Oh, what? Feelings? I love feelings.
It was funny because, like, it's a real thing. I don't have any positions on what we did, but Hadrian's Belt, if you get a minute after, just check it out. It's absolutely real.
All right. I will tell you to read a book on the moon landing where 800,000 people worked on the moon landing. 800,000 people worked
on
the moon
landing. I'm not denying the moon landing at all.
Oh, that's what it sounded like you were. Sounded like you were. It sounded like you couldn't get through the radiation belt, you said.
That's the thing that's just like that they talk about, like NASA in interviews. It's like it goes on. I don't have any positions on the moon landing. Like, I got bigger fish to fry in my life. You know what I mean?
Oh, all right.
But it was just like, yeah, and you knew what it was, just what I was talking about right away. And just check it out. It's a thing because it's a conundrum you never have an answer for.
I promise you, check it out.
Belt.
All right, thanks. Put the needle on the record coming up.
I appreciate you taking consideration.
My pleasure. You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. You've been listening to Ask Alan. Put the needle on the record coming up oh so soon. Have a happy Thanksgiving, whatever that means to you. And going to make way for Billy Jam.
Package. Gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of PEP tomorrow. And remember the name, PEP, P-E-P. PEP is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, Superman. Amazing figure from another world with powers and abilities never before realized by mortal men. When we last saw Superman in his disguise as young Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet, he and his editor, Perry White, had just received a warning telephone message from a mysterious voice, which identified itself as the Yellow Mask. In exactly 24 hours, said the mask, the Daily Planet and its staff would be blown to 1,000 fragments. Horror-stricken, Kent and his chief stared at each other in the humming office. Then pandemonium. Sirens wailed in the streets. Police searched the building for bombs. Today, as our story opens, we find ourselves far from the doomed offices of the Daily Planet. Dr. Sven Dahlgren, outstanding scientist, shows an unexpected visitor about his laboratory, explaining its wonders, and also explaining his latest invention. Listen.
Please, please do not touch that window frame.
So? It is not clean, perhaps. It looks clean.
Oh, yes, quite clean, but it is wired. It carries a powerful electric charge.
Most interesting. Are you also experimenting in electricity, Dr. Dahlgren?
You have come to see my latest discovery, have you not, Professor Schmidt?
Indeed, yes.
Yes, and so have others. You are not the first. Others would not only like to see it, but gain possession of it.
No, I...
Has the laser cannon been loaded?
Everything has been prepared as you ordered. But how did you get permission to return to New York, Master?
Through the efforts of a misguided fool.
It's free enterprise! And I'm not gonna let some blasted government bureaucrat tell me how to run my business!
But Doom...
will be my guest on my private estate on Long Island! There's nothing you can do about it.
He's dangerous. I just hope you know what you're doing.
Don't I always?
Ah, there's Doom's jet. Right on time.
Why is it so cold down here?
The heat went out in the whole building.
Warming up out there on Long Island with Doom.
Doom? Here in New York?
Yes, Doom has an amazing new machine.
Get the President of the United States on the phone.
How long is all this going to take, Doom?
I will not advise you to repeat that error.
I'm sure. I know what you mean.
like open the bruise up and let some of the blue's blood come out to show them.
With the barcode, or take a whole carload on a wasted trip, or sip wide out lace tip from tip with him. Some rather baggies, other like they cracks and vials. Catch a tag, roll a bag of swag in the back of mouth. See, twist optimal, just the raw leaf part. The list top go, bust before beef start. At the stop and go mart, acting like a spirit host done it. Doom nominated for the best role L's, and they wondered how he dealt with stress so well. Wild guess, you could say he stays sedated. Some say booted, some say faded. Some day pray that he will grow a farm barn full. Recent research show it's not so darn harmful. Sometimes you might need to detox. It can help you with your rhyme flow and your beatbox. Off spike to your surprise, turn a Newport light to a joint right before your eyes. Tear a page out the good book, hear it how you want it.
I'm having good fun, funny.
Doom, the mad villain killing mad boom. Consume weed and drink fruit till we perfume the room. The beat conductor smoke 27, 80.
Yeah, you could even ask my reverend, will he know?
How the Phillies roll, really though.
Spend my last dough. We got the sticky gold. I sparked the lock.
But don't shit with speed, the trees will see. Quasimodo crew,
we get keys. The most blooded on the map.
The one astro black in the alley with a hood rat. When you try to react,
even your pops got smacked.
Even your mom's got cracked.
Meanwhile,
while my bowl got packed.
You drop X, you can have good sex.
No,
I smoke things,
so I can roll your shanks.
Watch your cigarette. I got the fat sack. All day I hunt it.
America's most blunted. Blunted, blunted.
Yeah, I'm a stupid from the station.
Creativity. It's a known fact that grass increases creativity from 8 to 11 times. In fact, everyone finds that they're more creative stoned than straight. So remember...
M-A-R-I-J-U? A-J-U-A-N-A. Marijuana. Marijuana.
You smoke at 420? Marijuana. What's legal in California? Marijuana.
You know.
You don't smoke, do you, Senior Gigio?
No, I don't smoke.
And I don't know if James, who is the engineer back in Jersey City, does or not either, but I sure do.
There you go.
I'm Billy Jam. This is Put the Needle on the Record, the weekly show here on Fridays, 7 o'clock New Jersey time, 4 o'clock local Oakland, California time. I'm here with Senior Gigio.
What up, y'all?
And the name of this particular show is, what is it called again? Put the Needle on Your...
Superhero Power. Put the Needle on Your Superhero Power.
Last week we had Senior Gigio take suggestions from different listeners on the comments. If they had one wish, what would it be? He did a freestyle and incorporated all of those WFMU listeners into that freestyle. And then I said, you know, we should do something like that again. You picked the theme this week, Gigio. And he texted me back and said, hey, let's do this one. So if you had a superpower, what would it be? That's a good one. I'm going to think of my one. And I'm sure you have one too, Gigio. And if you're tuned in and you have one, jump on the comments and tell us what it is. And Senior Gigio will try and work it into his thing, in his freestyle. We also got some happenings coming up. And let me just tell you what you heard in that short set. We had this old Superman record going back. I think it's the radio show, the radio broadcast back in the 30s or 40s. The record got reissued, came out rather, in 1974. And that was Kellogg's Presents, the Superman radio series. And what I like about those radio plays is that it leaves a lot to the imagination, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like scrolling videos on TikTok these days.
Yeah, no, you have to use your brain. You listen to it.
After that, we heard MF Doom. And we heard Hoe Cakes, just sort of a little bit at the last minute of that. That's from Food from the late, great MF Doom on Rhymesayers, going back to 2004. Followed up with Mad Villain, which is MF Doom and Mad Lib, and America's Most Blunted, featuring Quasimodo. And Senior Gigio was singing along, rapping along with every lyric there.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's like... those are the architects right there. Shout out Mad Villain, MF Doom, and Mad Lib. That definitely, you know, sparked me to want to go a particular way with my music too.
Yeah. So anyway, for today's show, Put the Needle on the Record, dear listener, WFMU. I've been digging out, because sort of going through finding radio versions of songs in my vast library. I've been going through mainly CDs. The first one, that Superman one, off vinyl, but everything else is pretty much off CDs, radio versions. And I got some unusual ones today. Not typical, but I think they're good. I like them, and I'm sure you will too. Up next is something from France. A lot of them are from the 2010s. And some go back to the 90s. But let's start off with this one here. It's a release from France. Oh, yeah. And it is from Lilia Narrative. And this is a track for you on WFMU. No.
Shoulders in the form in this beat. Weight on my shoulders in the form in this beat. Weight on my shoulders. You know. Weight on my shoulders in the function. You know my function. You know.
life shit back.
Was a song called Arrest the President. Contemporary music, a hit with the kids, it was a top 10. I wasn't pop then, so I missed the bus a bit. But politics, it was on everybody's hot this summer list. And the cool kids were all rocking votes. I shish you not, I was pistol whipping cops for hip-hop.
Ooh, yeah. On my soapbox, yelling into megaphones, killing hard rocks, using carcasses as stepping stones. Had a promise that I'd stop holding my marches the day that Chris Columbus got crucified in golden arches. My pedestal was too tall to climb off. In fact, that's the reason for the high horse. And from up here, I see Marines and Hummers on a conquest. Underdogs with Wonder Bras in a push-up contest. All for the sake of military recruitment. It fell at Kent State the way they targeted the students. I galloped off, whistling Ohio. The rest of them stuck doing stand-up at a cricket convention. Who would they die for? Machine that leaves the quality of life for an abominable colony of cyborgs, clocking up the property that I bought with eyesores.
That clever ad campaign ain't worth the time taken from minimum wage labor. I don't care how half naked or fake she looks, she smells like dirty cash and aged paper books. So would she die for?
Slow down, Gandhi, you're killing them. Slow down, Gandhi, you're killing them.
Now it's whistleblower versus the pistol holder. Case dismissed. They'll lock you up and throw away the key witness. Justice is the whim of a judge. Check his chest density. It leaves much room for error and the rest left to destiny. The West Memphis 3 lost paradise. It's death penalty versus suicidal tendencies. All I wanted was me up for Pepsi. Institution. Making you think you're crazy is a $1 billion industry.
If they could sell sanity in a bottle, they'd be charging for compressed air. They're marketing healthcare. They demonize welfare. Middle class eliminated. Get richer till the poor get educated.
But some of y'all still haven't grown into your face, and your face doesn't quite match your head. And I'm waiting for a brain to fill the dead space that's left. You're all give me ethnicity or give me dreads.
Trust a Fundian rebel without a cause for alarm. Cause when push turns to shove, you jump into your forefather's arms.
He's a banker, you're part of the system. Off go the dreadlocks, in comes the income. The briefcase,
the briefcase,
the sickness,
the symptom.
When the cameras start rolling, see the hook out of the picture, pilgrim.
Briefcase,
briefcase, the sickness,
the symptom.
When the cameras start rolling.
Slow down, Gandhi, you're killing them. Mr. Save the World, spare us the details. Save the females from losing interest. And Miss Save the Universe, you're a damsel in distress. Tied down to a track of isolated incidents. Generalize my disease, I need a taste of what it's like. Living off the fat of kings, I play the scab at your hunger strike.
Slow down, Gandhi, you're killing them.
One love, one life, one too many victims. Republicrat, Democrat, one party system. Media goes in a frenzy, they're stripped of their credentials. Presidential candidates can't debate over this instrumental. Let them freestyle, winner takes all. When the music's dead, I'll have Ted Nugent's head hanging on my wall. Kill one of ours, we'll kill one of yours.
With some friendly fire,
that's a funny term,
like civil war.
Six in the morning, police out my crib. Now my nights consist of two toothpicks and eyelids, a crucifix and vitamins, music that is pirated, new flavored food made of mutated hybrids. They tell me that it's not that bad. It fucks you up good, but it's not that bad. They hold on to these tails till it's the dog that wags. God save us all if he lets the cat out the bag. Who's the one to blame for the strain of my vocal cords? Who can pen a hateful threat but can't hold a sword? It's the same who complain about the global war but can't overthrow the local joker that they voted for. They call the shots, but they're not in the line of fire. I call the cops, but they break in the line of duty. Let's call a stop to the abuse of authority. The truth keeps calling me, and I'ma live to tell the story. So look for truth, quit seeking forgiveness. You need to cut the noose, but you don't believe in scissors. You support the troops, but wearing yellow ribbons. Just bring home my motherfucking brothers and sisters, cause they don't call the shots,
but they're in the line of fire.
I'd like to call the cops,
but they break in the line of duty.
It's time to call a stop
to the abuse of authority.
The truth keeps calling me,
and I'ma live to tell the story.
I met her last week, this insane talk. We've been swimming in each other with the same heart. I mean, I think we might be sections of the same part. We don't separate at all until the day's dark. And then she floats away, after zoning with me close all day. I don't believe some of the things we say, using whispers, speaking in the simplest of ways, thinking in a similar way. I mean, basically strangers, but we live in the day, together in a serious way, getting blazed and escaping a sick play. So high that our face is erased, we go together through the spaces I trace. Man, she looked me dead in my grill, with her hand outstretched for one pill. And I prescribed her fill, and we made love to the thought that life's ill. And how it's crazy that through all of this swell, how you can bump into the beautiful while jumping from self.
Somebody pick up the phone. Somebody pick up the phone.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
Sleeping, what's cracking?
I'ma wake you up.
Nah, I'm awake, dog. What happened?
She don't want to pick her phone up, man.
Her phone's probably dead.
I'm saying, I think she's bugging out.
Come on, dog, I'm going back to bed.
Yo, why you frontin' on me?
Cause you starting to bug, and by the time I come to get you, she be back from the club. She still smoke?
Yeah.
Then they probably eat, and I think you're paranoid, dog. Picture Molly cheating. Y'all got a kid together, man, y'all live together. And if she party too much, you don't raise your fist, you let her. You better.
Come
don't
on,
let her, she running with her homegirls. And you knew when you met her, she was stunning in her own world. You think them oxys got her?
Shit is so real. In the past month, a new number dominated her
Say
phone
word.
Bill. I'm bleeding, I'm heating, I found the key to a hunger. I'm about to clap this mother.
All right, dog, give me the number.
Trying to hook up, dog.
Yeah, who's this?
Yo, I'm a friend of Molly's, man. She said you could hook me up.
Yeah, Molly.
What's up?
Well, yo, I'm at Max Fish right now. I'll be here for 20 minutes.
You can hook me up.
Yeah, I can hook you up.
Stanton, right?
Yeah, Stanton Street. Swing through. You Molly's boy?
Yeah.
I got those. Let's take a walk. Yeah, Molly's wild, right? Me and Molly kind of talk. I met her last month.
Yeah, that's great. Just hand over the pills, dog. You looking at
hate face to face. If you observe my ways, you see I ain't come to pay.
Hold up, man, look around you. I ain't getting robbed today. These are all my folk, and all of them got ways too. What's with the thug approach? You got something to say?
Yeah, I do. See, I ain't come to vict you or stick you, but that little bird you stuck
well,
on.
Well, Molly?
That's the real issue. You know she got a man?
Hold up, I don't understand. Me and Molly, we got a thing. We made a lot of plans. Matter of fact, that girl
no,
loves
man,
you.
No, man, she's strung out, and her son's home asleep, and his daddy's pulling his gun out.
Wait, what you saying? You don't know me. Don't push your luck. I treat this chick like Viking. Molly really likes
you. Look, I don't care about your bleeding heart or who you love. If you eat or starve, she's still sucking you for the drugs. It is the pawn I've known her since we were babies.
Whatever, man, you know the drill. 50 each, pay me.
WFMU Radio, Put the Needle on the Record, the name of the show. Shout out going out to James, who's doing the engineering in Jersey City. We're coming to you from Oakland, California. My name is Billy Jam. His name is Senior Gigio.
What up?
So what do we hear there, Senior Gigio?
So we just heard Oxycontin Part 2 by LP featuring Cage. Came out 2004. And then before that, we heard Slow Down Gandhi by Sage Francis, which came out 2005. And at the top of that, we heard Lilia Narrative's Max Renov, which came out, was that 2021 or 2012? Either way, it was very dope.
The French one?
Yeah.
That was 2010. 15 years ago now.
2010. Okay, there you go. Yeah, y'all.
I want to do a few shout-outs to some folks.
Shout them out. Shout them out.
Shout-out going out to Maddie Cannabis. Big shout-out going out to Bird in the UK, who we missed last week on the comments. Not sure where she was then. Can you do a little beatbox while I do a little thing over here? For some reason, one of these players here is acting up.
That's not very playeristic, players.
No, it's not. So anyway, let's see what else we're going to do. We're going to do some happenings. Let me get this thing working here first, though. You know what? Let's do the happenings, and then we'll come back to that. We'll make it work. So anyway, I wanted to do a special. I should have said last week, but thank you so much for everybody who attended 2 weeks ago. The big WFMU 2025 record fair. That was the one at the Metropolitan Pavilion. And it's going to be happening again, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, 2026. Hopefully we'll all be still here by then with our records and our CDs. And if you're interested in becoming a dealer and selling your records and CDs, or if you just want to donate some records or CDs to WFMU, our record stock is running low. Email recordfairdirector Matt Warwick at recfair, R-E-C-F-A-I-R, WFMU.org.
Word up. And check this out. December 7th, Raekwon and Mobb Deep on the 30th anniversary tour. They're going to be in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Paramount. And then tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, Too Short. It's going to be live in Yoshi's with a live band, and there's two shows a night.
Also happening also happening this Sunday, November the 23rd, live from WFMU's Monty Hall and live on the air. DJ Allen, 6 Degrees, presents Burn and the Brights. And if you go to Monty Hall, help WFMU fight hunger. Bring in any unexpired goods or non-perishable food items. You can make a real difference. Help our friends and neighbors in need. Accepting donations at Monty Hall all December shows. Donations will be delivered to the Triangle Park Community Center in Jersey City.
Then November 25th, we got Danny Brown live in San Francisco at the Regency Ballroom. And December 3rd at SOB's in New York City, Nardwar the Human Serviette is going to be live in person with Video Vault, followed by Q&A. 6 p.m. early show. December 11th in New York City, Homeboy Sandman is joined by Jarve, Rob Skewer, and Mandela Eskia at Pianos on Ludlow Street in Lower Manhattan. 7 p.m. Thursday, December 11th. And today, after the show, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., if y'all want to tune in to HideFM.com, I'll be a guest on a new radio show hosted by Roy V. Hernandez. It's called Roy's and Artists. I'll be a featured guest, as well as Berkeley artist Marika Sage, who has a new album out called Humanism. And then this Sunday, November 23rd, for all you people who are on Twitch, there's this event called Freestyle Flow Fest. It's kind of like a TV show broadcast, but on Twitch. And I'll be a featured artist on there promoting, actually going into my graphic art. But they have some freestyle MCs participating in some fun games like that. 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. That's twitch.tv/thecomplexsf.
All right. And yeah, I'm having these technical difficulties here, which is going to make it a little difficult, but we will make it work. The segues may not be on point. As I said, I'm playing all off of all CDs today, and one of the CD devices messed up. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, I want to play something quite unusual here for this show. But then again, hip-hop and rap, that's where my heart's at. But I'll play anything so long as it ain't crap. And this one is hip-hop related, but it's more rap folk. It was played by Mike Lupica a few years ago. I don't think anyone else has played it on the station. It's The Uncluded, which is A$AP Rock. It's on Rhymesayers. And it also includes Kimya Dawson, who many know from the Moldy Peaches. So this is folk rap. And this is a little song entitled A Delicate Cycle, which is a metaphor for life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could take my finger off, old dog, old trick, new twist. Like, actually take the finger off, wrap it in a blanket as he would a severed horse head. Mail it to a friend you want a pinky swear more with. And should they need a forearm or something they could practice drawing skulls on, cut it from the shoulder while the sore's warm. The full appendage really make a world of difference. Included 2 or 30 teeth that chew at all your critics. 32 would have been perfect, 2 were casualties of its hits. I always wanted radder things for Christmas. The rest were cool. I'm shipping out a torso with the AM. You should learn to hit the organs every time at 40 paces. It's important. Can't explain why now, by the way. Legs in a crate delivery by today. If a uniformed man knock knock sign his document, you shouldn't have to walk out to the mailbox for the other.
My mom was a lunch lady when I was in elementary school. She was outside during recess. She had a whistle and I thought that that was cool. She was really nice to all the kids who didn't have a lot of friends. She would give them hugs and tell them jokes, or she'd play catch with them. My dad worked at the laundromat, which was really cool to me. I'd get to open up the washing machines and clean them out and collect the money. And I'd open the soap dispenser and put new little boxes of soap inside. I knew how it worked and I was good at it, and helping out filled me with a sense of pride. I would meet all kinds of people there and I would look them in the eye and I'd say, hi, excuse me, but do you mind if I shine the glass while your clothes dry? Yeah,
my whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle. Giant arm time with a head. They said it used to walk upright and like New York after 10. One day it woke up out of order, nothing more to extend. Delicate cycle in the alpha of its orbiting zen. When it's a personal skill, it's already poured its best. A conversation can be riddled with exorbitant debt. And you don't know it, but I know I owe you more than I've kept. So if you find a biohazard by your door on the step, maybe it couldn't find its faculties, but swore it would help. Want it to be a larger part than its abnormalcies let. Hang on, I'm overnighting eyes with a headlight deer stare. One up bin van, UPS and ear pair. Wear them if you need a new perspective on a weird year. And one day when I'm better, we can square away a fair share. The last frame silhouetted by the sun was an airmail stamp on a still warm tongue.
I was 26 years old the first time I lived in a house with a washer and dryer in it. And that's the year I bottomed out. Maybe what was missing was the sense of community that comes from hauling your big old load out in public and airing your dirty laundry in the company of other people who also don't have the amenities at their convenience in a home that's so set up that they never have to leave. I miss the smell, the dust, the coins, the trust, the squeaky carts, the vibrations, the bucket full of bleach, the dryer sheets, the old payphone, the giant sink. I'd watch my daddy mop the floor, and my heart started with a quarter. I'd watch my daddy mop the floor, and my heart started with a quarter.
My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle.
Everybody, mahalo for tuning in to KDEN, my KDEN radio. But in the studio, we got the rappers. But I'm not talking about the Reynolds rap rappers, we get the real rappers. But one rap the Lao Lao, one rap the Hollies, and one rap the Christmas Praisings, guys. Okay, by the band is Sudden Rush. But how's it, you brought us? These is Hawaiian rappers, but not Papolos. These are more better than Papolos, but better than Poi, better than Pig. These brothers are good to go and wrap it up and slap it down, but they are good. But that guy, ma, what? Who we get over here, ma?
Yo, it's the one Pakalo, only care I kill Kaha, Oi, no corner, or OP here.
All right, oh, ma. How was that sample? Unreal, man. Who else we get over here, da?
Okay, Dynamite ready to explode for all Hawaiians in our house.
Hawaii! You heard that, bro. KD Dynamite, ma. He kick okole. And who else we get over here, bro?
This brother Don Kava'aoha, but friends call me King Donwa.
King Donwa, bro. This is one big Hawaiian too right here, bro. All right on, boss. What? Give me some Hawaiian rap, cuz.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rusky. Ho'olohe, yamako. Malamaka, malamaka, boy, malamaka, yakako.
Yeah, if you don't get a rest, you gotta listen to the rest of the team.
All right, that was bad, my Hawaiian rap, but not that kind of Papolo rap, but not the holy kind of rap. This is Hawaiian rap, huh?
Yo, brother Boo.
Ho!
What's your rap, bro?
Okay, man, my name is Boo, and I'm no fool. I know who, and I like eat Lao Lao and Cao Cao and Nakaina, Puinzai and Four Stack and I.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's right, I can tell you guys good for it, man. All right, but how much money I gotta pay?
Food stamps, now, a couple of food stamps.
All right, I get food stamps.
Cause he's hungry at the house.
All right, ma.
Hey, Boo.
Ah.
Play something funky for daddy.
Okay, ma. Eat doggy.
So many people right now motivated to do bullshit for some bull-ass reasons. But we about to put it inside of a love perspective, like. Love.
We do it all for the love, y'all. Yeah, we do it all for the love, y'all. Whether white, black, Spanish, ain't a thug, y'all. We do it, we give it all for the love, y'all. We just give it all for the love, y'all. We do it. We do it all for the love, y'all. We in the party, put your hands up here, y'all. Yeah, we do it all for the love, y'all. We do it. We do it.
Love getting down in the love of cool breeze. Love seeing checks from record companies. Love, love, and love, cause I love what I do.
and we do a thing for the 192 and the rest of the country, cause we're from there too. Making sure love is given when I get it from you. Everybody, we regulate the party and shit.
Come on,
love it when I get a little rugged with it. Love the circumstance to make my dough flow right. Love rockin' mics plus the ill style nice. She does it real good, but love to make it more better. Got me kinda open in the DK sweater. Love when my peoples come home from jail biz. Really love women and I really love kids. Love tight clubs where the music just bang. Can't be with gas women or a shorty got bangs. Loving it,
yeah, yeah,
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Love a woman when she got a tight outfit.
Come on,
outfit meaning outlook and disposition. You love it when it does a love composition. She love peanut butter and jelly on wheat. Wildin' out, making hot shit to hot beats from Ohio to Poughkeepsie, from Phoenix to NC, from Cali to DC. Love it when the pressure falls right on me. Love it when God keeps on overlooking. Do a tight show so promoters keep booking.
We do it all for the love, y'all. Yeah, we do it all for the love, y'all. We get the paper, but it's still for the love, y'all. From the heart, inside of the heart, y'all. We do it all for the love, y'all. For real, for the love, y'all. All my people's in the ghettos for the love, y'all. All my people's all around for the love, y'all. For the love, love.
Where my crew's gone, where my people still at. If they call me and I don't call back, 4 weeks at a time, love is still intact. Let's be big about it and realize the fact. Love it when the underdog comes through. Get a rebel riser, overthrow these rules. Love it when I get spared another day. Used to drink Zay while my niggas wait, yay. Love it when I gain control over this. Life is really bigger than the rolling on my wrist. Got a twist to the shit and the answers inside. Show as the world is small and the Mississippi's wide. Had to rock a vest over untrue stress. Now I see people rocking theirs in chest.
Come on.
Love it when my loved one really hold me down.
Damn.
Brand new flight and I'm taking off.
We do it all for the love, y'all. Check it out, we do it all for the love, y'all. For the love, for the love, for the love, y'all. We get the paper, but it's still for the love, y'all. Y'all. We do it all for the love, y'all. For everybody, for the love, y'all. Whether white, black, Spanish, ain't a thug, y'all. Yeah, we give it y'all just the love, y'all. Just the love inside of the heart, y'all. Yeah, for the love, for the love, y'all. Yeah, for the love, for the love, y'all. Yeah. For the love, y'all. Yeah. For the love, 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 for the love, y'all. Yeah.
FMU, best station in the nation, live radio
with live people.
Yeah, and that was, of course, the one and only
A Tribe Called Quest. You know, we were just talking about Q-Tip last week and how he's got that golden voice. Yeah, A Tribe Called Quest, The Love, off The Love Movement, 1998, and it's classic, it's still banging. And then before that, we heard Sudden Rush intro off the album Nations on the Rise, which came out in 1995, some Hawaiian flavor right there. Then before that, and this was getting a lot of love in the comments, I was loving it too, The Uncluded, Delicate Cycle, off their album Hokey Fright, which came out 2013.
And that was the only one they got to do together. That's Asa Brock and Kimya Dawson.
Yeah.
And relatable. You know, it's like a good song tells a story, and it sounds like a true story, like it sounded real, right? And it's like, yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
And also, I just want to say, like, so Kimya Dawson in there was singing about how, you know, going out to the laundry, airing your dirty laundry, growing all the way. We've all done it, if you don't have one in the building where you are. And it is a pain, especially on a cold, rainy winter night. But you do get to meet people. And I've met so many great people at my laundromats over the years. But I was thinking about how it's sort of a parallel to next week. We're going to be talking about algorithms. That's going to be the theme. And it's another one of those things that when you're online all the time, as so many people are these days, you're not interacting with people either. It's like you're doing your laundry at home.
Yeah. That's word.
So anyway, what would your superpower be if you could pick one, Senior Gigio?
Well, you know, I'm going to kick that in rhyme. But, Billy, I want to know, what would your superpower be, you know?
Okay, I thought about it. I would have a superpower that I would go around and I would cure anyone with cancer. Ooh. I'd say, hey, you got cancer? They go, yeah. They'd have it. They'd say, yeah, I got lung cancer. I go, here, boom. You're on your way.
Wow.
Or I would take over the government and say, listen, how about research this thing, you know, instead of all this other BS.
Yeah.
So that would be mine. So have you gotten many good ones from the FMU listeners on the comments?
We got some fun ones, man. We got some fun ones, some funny ones, and some thoughtful ones. So, yeah.
Okay, before you get to it, quick shout-out going out to Brendan. Also, a shout-out going out to Celeste. And let's get you going. This beat's okay, right?
Let's start it
all again. By the way, it's the Outcasts going back 3 decades ago with their instrumental. And this is Senior Gigio putting the needle on your superpower. What would it be?
Look, look, look. If I was a superhero with a superpower, what would I do with my 1,000 hours on this earth? Well, I think that I would shapeshift and reverse the curse and heal and change skins as I feel. I could be anybody in an instant. Yeah, I came through on the mission with this given to me on this special assignment, and that's why I'm just rhyming. My man Billy Jam, if he was the superhero with the superhero plant in his hand, he would cure cancer in an instant for anybody. Take over the government and tell them to stop wasting money on the wars and find a cure. Hey yo, what better else than to think about the next man's health? Hey yo, we in it, not for Delph. Judah Venom, coming through with the venom. The lyricism that I'm giving, ridding the world of fascists. Coming through, we collapsing buildings and building them back up. I came through with the rhymes stacked up, and I'm flying like Paul Robeson. Y'all notice him, y'all know it's him. Floating in the wind with my wingspan, or I could just fly with the cape, man. Diano de los Muertos, and what they say, they said they want to be able to see through anybody else's eyes, and that's how you can tell lies, or maybe understand what they was thinking inside. I don't drink and I drive, except if I had one beer on a special occasion, but anyways, I don't want to stray off the subject. Yo, I came through like Drea, tall in an instant, and just before you thought you had him pinched in, I became small and you missed him. Hey yo, that means that I was changing height for any reason that I wanted to, and this is the season to be what you wanna be, fool. Yo, ripen any fruit with merely a touch. Avocados, bananas, plums, and all that stuff. That's where the Harry Colbert. Hey yo, my flow is so rare. If I was Ken from Hyde Park, I would be Green Arrow. Stuck at a red light, and I will make sure you get the get-go and turn that red light green. Yeah, that's right. And, shoot, while I'm thinking about it, I would turn anything green when it comes to touching it. Hey, yo, matter of fact, I think that I'm feeling like I am the Mac. Sexually irresistible like Crate Slinger. Hey yo, this is your favorite rhyme slinger. And I had to bring you the freestyle news. Hey yo, don't get it confused. We real superheroes out here. Peace to my dudes and dudettes.
All right. Thank you so much, Senior Gigio.
Yo.
Make some noise where you are for the man, especially if he incorporated you into his freestyle. He's sitting out of here. I'm going to continue with the music. Senior Gigio, I'll see you next week, okay?
Peace out, y'all.
Tune in the car when you're driving to the SCO, San Francisco. Shout out to Richie. Also, so let's continue. This one going back to 2008, previous show guest. In fact, he was a guest on the show around the same time. A couple of times, I think, including when we did one from the Knitting Factory. Also, Homeboy Sandman was there. Also, Clay Pigeon. Anyway, this one is Jay Live, multi-talented producer, DJ, MC. Then what happened? This is a deep song. It's a good song. It's called 1 to 31. Listen to it. He talks about his life in there on WFM. You know.
What am I with that? Fancy meeting you. Yeah. Now you bet. Good to play your slam. Let's start.
Peace. My name is Justice Allah. I came to New York by way of my old earth. My father came over here from Haiti about 40 years ago. My father did not teach me his language. I barely knew him as my father. He is like the devil in that he gave me nothing. Why is he like the devil? Because he avoided me since I was a little boy. Why do you not seek him out now that you're a grown man? Because my mother gave me food for thought and belly.
Does this have anything to do with the above question?
I didn't need him to acquire the knowledge of myself.
What is the knowledge of yourself?
My own self is a righteous God.
Are there any gods other than righteous?
I beg your pardon, I've never heard of one. And drawing up that degree ain't hard. Cause if you ain't righteous, how you supposed to be God? Another question you might have, no doubt. How does God on his album cover looking knocked out? For me, it's simple and plain. Let me explain. It's symbolic to the fact that I've been through some things. I wasn't tripping or taking no ass whipping, literally. I'm just trying to show you my pain. Cause life imitates art, like before I even had kids. Naming my first album the best part. The life of this artist is drawn kinda dark. The darkness accentuates the light spark. To reveal this room full of powder cans that explodes into all of these sounds. So visually, that was me knocked out. Musically, this is me getting up off the ground. I use this assault and battery to energize and set sail on a whole nother enterprise. Boldly go where MCs are scared to. Man up in ways boys ain't prepared to. Take life's hardest hits on the chin. Wipe the blood off my cheek and begin again. So why these rappers fantasize and pretend? It's to show you art imitates life now and then.
How many records have you released as J-Live?
A little over 5.
How many records have you sold combined since your first album?
Approximately 100,000.
Do you mean to say that the millions of people who love hip-hop aren't aware of your music?
Yes, sir.
I can hardly believe that unless they were blind, deaf, and dumb.
Well, they were made blind, deaf, and dumb by popular culture since they were babies.
And the label fooled J-Live?
No, not nowadays.
Do you mean to say the labels were fooling J-Live for 10 years?
Yes. The labels made an interpretation that I received gold from my label. More than I could earn in my own company.
Then, did you receive gold?
No. The labels disappeared. And there was no one there to speak my language.
Then what happened?
I'm from L.A. California A hot. Days got shade. Let me take you on the way. A lot of out of towners can't handle this city where you wear the wrong color and it can't get tricky. But that was 86 and things done change. We a lot more evolved with the way that we bang. Not the rips and the dogs, man, the smog might kill you. But you ain't kinda worry if you're staying north of Wilshire. Don't be scared of Crenshaw, the Slauson Supermall, or Earl's Hot Dogs. Man, you gotta do it, y'all. Come on, come to the hood where we do the most good. Magic Johnson be owning everything like he should. Linwood, Long Beach, Hawthorne, Gardena, from the towers in Watts to the hills of Altadena, the home of the traffic and that gangbang culture. And I hope the way we do the damn thing don't insult you. I'm from L.A., Southern California, through the West Coast, where everybody is somebody and the game is fame. Do everything with the bang and everybody wanna know what sex you claim. Well, I'm from L.A., Southern California, through the West Coast, where everybody is somebody and the game is fame. Do everything with the bang and everybody wanna know what sex you claim. The land with the six foes, hop up and get low. Your favorite rapper getting jacked for more than his sick flows. Home of the pornos, we mess up award shows. The weather's always warm, so the women wear short clothes. Our beaches ain't the cleanest, but our is the greenest. And we got the blonde bombshells and sick Latinas. Then mixing the dark skin,
light-skinned sisters where you never have to wear your triple goose. On Christmas, you could miss us with the blizzards and the winters, the hurricanes, lizards, and some glasses with some actresses. Perfect frame, silicone, it really don't matter if she paid for it. Every single trend, you could probably think and lay for it. Bandanas, facelifts, quick trips to Vegas, white t-shirt, Chuck Taylors or them K-Swiss. Pop-locking, crip-walking, chronic blunts, G-Funk, a place that everybody hates, but you gotta see once. L.A. Southern California through the West Coast, where everybody is somebody and the game is fame. Do everything with the bang and everybody wanna know what sex you claim. Well, I'm from L.A. Southern California through the West Coast, where everybody is somebody and the game is fame. Do everything with the bang and everybody wanna know what sex you claim.
Keep it going. you.
Thought you knew. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM. Online everywhere, WFMU.org. Shout out going out to Chris and the Redwoods. Everybody tuned in today. Big shout out going out to my man, Senior Gigio, doing the freestyle. You know it's a freestyle. You know it's live radio. It's WFMU where the engineer, board up, is my man James. Thank you, James. Shout out to Mr. Finewine. In the background, KRS-One instrumental. We're going to get to Underground. We're probably going to hear a part of it. But hey, it's a good one. It's good to be alive. Stay safe and have a great weekend. Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, day after next week, week from today. Me and Gigio will be back. The theme will be algorithms. Oh, yes. And how we get down that rabbit hole too often. This is KRS-One. James will fade it down and make way for Fine Wine. Stay tuned to WFMU. No.
What does it mean to be underground? It means you gotta be free to be underground. Yo, you got your own key when you're underground. If you're listening to me, yo, you underground. It's time that I open with a thunder sound. Now look around your own town for the underground. Yo, you rhyming for the TV or a million CDs? You ain't an MC, you ain't underground. You could be platinum or gold, hot or cold, but it's the respect you hold that's underground. When the critics don't get it, that for the streets you spit it. When your lyric they fear it, that's underground. Yo, what does it mean to be underground? It means you gotta be free to be underground. Yo, you got your own key when you're underground. If you're listening to me, yo, you underground. Yo, white kids, black kids, skinny kids, fat kids, them Asian cats be underground. Chicanos, Palestinians, Milanos, the Long Ranger, where's Tano? That's underground. Freddie Fox, Blackalicious, Kweli, M.O.P. Gangstar, that's underground. Mad Lion, Smith & Wesson, Buckshot, Armageddon, T.S., that's underground. What does it mean to be underground? It means you gotta be free to be underground. Yo, you got your own key when you're underground. If you're listening to me, yo, you underground. Yo, the teacher returns. I told y'all I went to Cali to learn, and I was underground. If the cops be eyeing you, cause survive is what you try to do. Yo, I'm with you, you underground. If it's justice you want, and you protest the ice they floor, you want skills, that's underground. Yo, it's not about a rugged rapper or an actor. It's about your subject matter, that's underground. Look, what does it mean to be underground? It means you gotta be free to be underground. Yo, you got your own key when you're underground. If you're listening to me, yo, you underground. Siobhan Dean from Rough Riders, all the outsiders, Young Z, that's underground. When all your money's spent and you're still hanging on to 50 Cent, get it? You underground. When you rep the collective consciousness of hip-hop, not hip-hop, you underground. Yo, it ain't about jewels, cars, it's about Nas.
Soulville, take off your big stones, put on your soul. Got that soul sound.
flute. I didn't warn you. I'm sorry. I know that flute divides listeners. I happen to like it a lot of the time, not every time. This is the Downtown Soulville radio program on WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for 1 hour spinning fantastic Soul 45s from my collection. Incredible stuff for you tonight.
I'm in me.